Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. It's been a pretty robust day of conversation in a lot of ways. The Aaron Rodgers conversation, some Howie Roseman stuff earlier, Joel Embiid. You know, that'll spill into next week, certainly, for the MVP of the NBA. And frankly, beyond that, because we don't find out who the MVP is until after the whole season is over, which is stupid. It's a whole different thing. But and then also everything related to the Phils, as they won four in a row from the Brew Crew. They didn't exactly dominate the series, you know, like thoroughly. It wasn't like they destroyed Milwaukee all four games. But when all four games are over, they had more runs in each game, and they surged to first place, and they got a four-game winning streak. And now they head to Atlanta, where they certainly ran into some rocky times near the start of the season when they went down there for their first road trip. For more on that, we turn to from NBC Sports Philadelphia. He does such a tremendous job on the game broadcast and also in studio as well. Great friend of the show. We love having Mr. Ben Davis on the show. Hey, Ben.
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
Super.
Good, man. Ben, it's got to be fun for you this year with the club, you know, in May, first place. We've seen that a couple times under Gabe, but, you know, they certainly have a shot this year to go all the way. How do you feel right now about this club and what they've done?
I feel good about what they've done. I think they definitely have the ability to step it up a little bit more. The bottom line is they need a little bit more production out of the fourth and fifth spot in the rotation.
Yeah.
And the bullpen needs to be a little bit better. I think it's those two things I think can really greatly help them. I think the offense will eventually come around. You're starting to see a little bit of semblance of that coming to fruition. But I just think that the pitching is, it's the bottom line is they need better pitching and definitely out of the fourth and fifth spot.
So, you know, I mentioned it about a half hour ago, Ben. It's like the Phil slid Velasquez back into the rotation. It almost feels like no one noticed it. Matt Moore's not in the rotation. So is that it until the possibility of acquiring someone, or if they consider Spencer Howard, just Vince is back in? That's the way it goes?
Yeah, I think that is the way it's going to go. You know, I don't know why it's that way, but that's the way it's going to be for now. I don't think they really have any other options. I think they look at Spencer Howard more as a bullpen piece at this point. You know, the way he can come in. I mean, he was throwing the times we've seen him in spring training and the one time up this year. I mean, he's got a big arm, and I think if they can just let him just go out there and blow it out for an inning or two, I think that's the way they perceive him now. But, yeah, I mean, it's just that the Phillies just don't have a whole lot of other options right now.
Yeah.
So it has to be Vince Velasquez. It has to be maybe Matt Moore as a long guy, or maybe vice versa. So that's just the way it is for now.
Are we underappreciative of the starting trio of Nola, Wheeler, and Eflin? I don't know if we're giving them enough credit right now, especially after I saw a stat. Like, they've pitched 130 innings this year so far, which is more than any other trio in baseball.
Yeah, I think they are underappreciated for sure, John. I look at them, and look at what Wheeler did yesterday. We knew what we were going to get out of Woodruff, right? We knew that Brandon Woodruff is a top frontline guy. He's a top of the rotation guy. Yeah. He has the ability to go out and strike out 11 guys like he did yesterday, and he's going to silence the bats. Well, you need a guy to step up and say, you know what? You're going to silence our bats, but I'm going to silence your bats just enough so we get the victory. And that's what Zach Wheeler did yesterday. Yeah, I mean, you look at Nola, Wheeler, and Eflin, and, yeah, I mean, these guys are going 6-7 innings every time they go out there. And they're saving the bullpen. They're putting their teams in good situations to win. Look what Nola did on Monday night or Tuesday night. I mean, he struggled, but he still got his team through six innings, through 114 pitches, and only gave up one run. Right? I mean, that's what frontline guys do. And I think, yeah, we do underappreciate it because we do. We have seen a little bit of the struggles of the bullpen. We have seen the struggles of the offense throughout the first part of the season. So it's kind of like we dwell on that, but we don't really appreciate what the top three guys have done.
Ben, the offense, let's get to that. I can tell, you know, you think they'll improve, and I agree with you on that. But they're certainly not near the sort of borderline juggernaut offense I think a lot of us expected. I mean, is that gone, the idea of the Phillies being an above-average offense? I mean, how concerned are you about this offense and that four or five guys in this lineup have just barely hit?
I'm not, Joe, honestly, I'm really not that concerned. Obviously, having Bryce out is a big, you know, that hurts tremendously, especially the way he's been playing the swing of the bat this year. But I just think that these guys are, I mean, right now they're just kind of skating by, and they're still, you know, two games over 500, mm-hmm. and they're still in first place. Once they really, I really like the progress I've seen out of McCutchen the last couple games. I really like what I've seen out of Reese. I mean, these guys use the whole field. It's just a completely different story. We talked to Joe Dillon the other day via Zoom, you know, the broadcasters, and he said, listen, these guys work their tails off to a man. McCutchen's been coming in early. They're trying to get his legs on back underneath him. And I know the birth certificates don't lie. He's getting up there, you know, age-wise. But I still see bat speed, and that's a big thing. When these guys use the whole field, I mean, it's just a different ball game. And, you know, they make that concerted effort. Like yesterday, I saw some really big swings, okay? Woodruff has the ability to punch your ticket, and we saw him do that 11 times yesterday. But the approach, I think, when they got to two strikes, these guys were swinging every bit as hard as – like if it was 0-2 or 3-1, you know, they're taking that same hard swing. I would like to see them maybe choke up and just put a ball in play. You put a ball in play, good things happen. I think they could do a lot more of that and use the whole field to be more consistent from an offensive basis.
Ben, how good is Nick Maton, and what are the chances he ends up in center field this season?
I don't know if he'll end up in center field. You know, I think he's swinging the bat decently. He's handling himself defensively at second base and shortstop tremendously well. We're starting to see him struggle a little bit with the breaking ball. You know, he can hit a fastball, that's for sure. But I think guys that are starting to spin the baseball to him a little bit, they're having a little bit more success against Maton. So I just don't think that he's going to be the option in center field. Athletically, physically, can he do it? Absolutely. But I think right now, you know, he's just got to keep him motivated and going in the right direction. I think he's going to end up being maybe that super utility guy. Once Gene Segura comes back, he's going to play second base every day, obviously. But I think Nick can be like a super utility guy and come off the bench and produce offensively. But he's got to start hitting the breaking ball a little bit more.
What's more likely, that Girardi's having an uncharacteristically bad start to his Phillies career, or he's declining and losing his touch as a manager?
No, I just think he had some faux pas out there this year. I think maybe, you know, it's just something that happens. It happens to a lot of guys. But it's a different ball game. You know, last year he had the DH. You know, he's coming over from the American League. It's been a while since he's coached or managed a National League team. So there are a lot of different, you know, variances in the game and how you manage the game. Just some things have escaped him this year, and he's owned up to it. I think, you know, if anybody takes pride in his job more than Joe Girardi, I'd like to meet that man because Joe is the consummate professional, and believe me, it's just something that happened. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it.
Not worried.
No, not worried at all.
Good.
Ben Davis with us here right now. Hey, Ben, let's swing it back to center for a second. So who is, in your opinion, the best center field option for the Phils? And sort of second part of that question, you know, we had a phone call yesterday, really opened up my mind. I hadn't thought of it. Caller said, what about Bryce Harper to center field? He has played there at times in his career. And then you get a better bat in right field than you've had in center field. Two parts, best option and Harper to center. What do you think?
No one Harper to center. I don't think it's something that Bryce wants to do. I think he's very content with playing right field, and I think that's where he's going to stay. I think ultimately they're going to have to go out and get somebody. I think that's, you know, the writing's on the wall right now, and I just don't think, and I love all the guys that are there. You know, they work hard, but I just think they need to, you know, maybe go out and get somebody because right now they're not filling. They got to fill that void, and it's a big void right now. You need a guy that can play every day in the center field, take command out there. He's the leader in the outfield. He's the leader on the field. You need a guy that can go out there, play every day, and produce offensively. So I think they're going to have to go out and get somebody.
I agree, but how tricky on May 7th? I mean, those are deals that usually happen in July. you know, I mean, you don't want to slog through this for 2.5 more months. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I think that they'd have to, you know, kind of right that ship immediately, because the problem is if they want to go out and get a frontline guy, a top guy, you know, there's not a ton down in the minor league system that they can go out and trade, you know, well, we'll give you this prospect for Joe Blow. Okay, well, we want another prospect. Just the Philly system isn't really stacked with a lot of prospects right now.
Yep.
So acquiring a top-line guy is going to be very difficult unless they're able to buy somebody's contract out and move forward that way.
How's this Braves series going to go?
I love the Braves. They have a great team, and they've been struggling this year. They've had some injuries. The bats really haven't been coming around the way I hope they would. I'm hoping the Phillies can carry the momentum of this four-game winning streak down to Atlanta and take care of business down there. This division is going to go down to the wire. I firmly believe that. The Braves aren't going to play this poorly for a long time. The Mets are not going to play this poorly for a long time. We're starting to see the Phillies come back a little bit. The Nats are not going to play this poorly for a long time. And the Fish have given us struggles over the years. I mean, they have a very good rotation who keep our bats in check, and they've seen that the last couple of years. So this is going to be something. These teams are just going to beat each other up the entire year. I'm telling you, I think whoever wins the division is going to be in the upper 80s for, you know, win-loss percentage. I think there's going to be maybe 86 to 88 games wins the division. And I know that's low, but I just think that's the way it's going to be.
You think the Braves are the greatest threat to the Phils, that they're the best of the other three teams?
Yes. Yes, I do. They've underperformed from a pitching aspect as well. I know, like, Charlie Morton's on the mound tonight. He's got over a 5 ERA. I did not see that coming for his kind of stuff. They're going to be able to right the ship. I just think they match up the best against the Phillies. The Mets, I mean, they're okay. I don't think they're – I mean, DeGrom and Stroman's throwing the ball well. You know, Walker's there as well. He threw the ball well yesterday. But I don't know. It's something about the Mets lineup just doesn't scare me a whole lot. I think our arms can silence them. But I just think the Braves are always going to be the biggest threat to the Phillies.
Ben, let's slide one non-Phils question in here. Albert Pujols, designated for assignment from the Angels, obviously one of the great players of all time. Do you think he ever plays again? I mean, an organization, all these other teams, the possibility of signing Albert Pujols, he's been hitting under 200, he's over 40. What happens?
Yeah, I don't see it happening. As much as I'd like to see him finish out his career on the field, he wants to play every day. I don't think that's an option for him anymore. He can't move a whole lot anymore.
Can't even hit a whole lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those things. You hate to see one of the best right-handed hitters of all time, you know, coming to like a screeching halt. And I know his time at Anaheim, there were some good times, there were some bad times, but definitely more on the bad times. I mean, he's accomplished a lot in his career. 667 home runs is ridiculous. I mean, I couldn't imagine hitting. Imagine hitting 667 doubles in your career.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
You hit 667 homers? That's a joke. I mean, what he's done in the game is phenomenal. I just don't see another team picking him up because of his age and how he's able to move and hit anymore.
Wonder if he gets voted into the All-Star game like Schmitty did, 89. You know, it was a retirement. And
going to need to be on a team, though.
I don't know that he needs to be on a team. Isn't he on a ballot?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, Mike Schmidt wasn't on a team. I mean, he was voted in, right?
Yeah, Schmidt retired and was voted in. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, if he's on a ballot, then
I don't know if he's on the ballot. I could check.
Well, why wouldn't he be on the ballot? He was on a team yesterday.
Yeah,
I would think. I don't know.
I look at like what Tony did for us. Tony Gwynn in 2001 was his last year in San Diego, and you know, he went to the All-Star game. It was just really cool what they were able to do for him.
Yeah.
So if they could do that for Albert. First and foremost, it's well-deserved. I mean, again, you're talking about one of the best players of all time in the game of baseball.
I've always been sort of a fan, Ben, of the commissioner maybe having an exemption. Not every year, select situations, get an all-timer to the All-Star game when you know it's his final go-around.
I'm all for it. I am all for it.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Ben, stay well, man. Always love you on the telecast.
Aaron Rodgers?
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where, hey, listen, you got your girlfriend, right? And she's good looking and all, right? But then you look over, you see a smoke show. That's the one you really want, right? Aaron Rodgers, that smoke show, right? That's the one you want. And I don't know. I know there's a lot of baggage there, John. And I know you talk about the baggage that he brings. And I don't know. He's one of the best, and he still is one of the best. So
yeah, he is. That's absolutely.
Ben, I've been fighting an uphill fight
today,
and
I'm not good enough.
And I don't know why, man. I don't get it.
He takes you to that next level.
He takes you up like three levels.
He takes the quarterback play to that next level. The problem is our cornerback play and our defensive end play and our linebacker play and our offensive line. And we have wide receiver issues. We have a lot of problems that we will not be able to address if we trade these picks away to go get Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, we can't pay him either.
Yeah, that's a thing. Ben, I just throw it out there because I like when you two bicker back and
forth. Yeah. I mean, Ben, here's how I look at it. I'm going to sum it up real quick. I need a weekend because all I do is come in here for five straight days and spit nothing but truth and wisdom, and everyone tells me I'm wrong.
I know.
So
it's
I guess
being right all the time, Joe. It's tough being right all the time.
It's hard. It's really hard. Ben,
Joe,
stay well,
don't
man.
Say that. You're an idiot.
I see, buddy. There he is from NBC Sports.
They have not put the All-Star ballot together yet. So we'll see what happens, but there is no ballot yet. So that could hurt him if he's not on a team and they haven't done the ballot. Yeah,
it'll have to be a write-in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would happen there, but I would assume he then would not be on the ballot if he's not on a team moving forward if they haven't done it yet.
Now, it's possible they did it and haven't released it yet
that
or
is
something
possible.
Like that. So that's a possibility. Who knows? But that it has not been released yet.
Do you guys agree with me? Not every year, but the commissioner should have the ability to add a player, doesn't take a player off the team, just add a player when it's an all-timer and you know it's his last year.
100% yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Sure. Hey, guys, that stat, I saw the tweet from Scott Lauber. Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, Zach Eflin, 130 innings, more than every other trio in baseball. And second is the Dodgers with Trevor Bauer, Clayton Kershaw, and Julio Urias.
That's impressive, man.
That's way better than I realized. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, man, Nola, he doesn't seem like he's always himself. And which is the real Aaron Nola? Is Eflin really going to take that next step? Meanwhile, they're going out there and they're doing it better than every other starting trio in Major League Baseball.
Well, from an inning standpoint, yeah, and they're up there. I mean, look, two of them are below three in ERA. Eflin's a little above three. They're good. It's
one of the better top threes in baseball. In the National League, I went through it last night, and the Dodgers are the only top three that I would definitely say is better. It depends on how much you weight DeGrom as part of the Mets one, that kind of stuff. But,
right.
But the only one that's definitively better is the Dodgers. No, just the top three. Obviously, four and five is a whole separate.
It's
definitively better, but they've pitched 121 and two-thirds innings. We've pitched 130.
It's exciting. It is. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, and talk to Jake right now. Jake, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, Jake.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Actually, I'm calling in for behalf of Joe, playing the devil's advocate here. I kind of agree with him with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, and to be clear, I'm not playing the devil's advocate. I just completely believe it. I think these people are nuts, Jake, like Richie, who doesn't want Aaron Rodgers as the Eagles quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously see the negatives in it. I mean, we have to build our team around a good quarterback and everything. But, I mean, I'm just looking at how he took a mediocre team last year almost to the Super Bowl if it wasn't for that fourth down play.
But that mediocre team is a lot better than the team that he would have built around him here.
Well, they were a lot better because they had Rodgers. Now the Eagles would be a lot better.
And we had a mediocre team last year, too, if it wasn't for, like, the bad QB play from Carson Wentz.
See, I agree, Jake. I think with better play last year, the Eagles QB play, the Eagles certainly could have been average.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I am convinced that last year the Eagles got bottom three starting quarterback play, and with Aaron Rodgers, you would get top three quarterback play.
So, Jake, you feel as though Aaron Rodgers looks at the Eagles and says, "There's a team I can win a Super Bowl with."
No, I don't. Not 100%. I would say that his destination is probably most likely going to be California or somewhere around there.
Yeah,
I think so. Just don't think it's completely out of the question. I mean, who knows what we'll do to get him? Plus, yeah, I think he's also has to have like a fire in his belly for, you know, being so close to winning another Super Bowl, going to multiple championship games.
And well, I get the impression
that's why he wants to go to a team that gives him a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, for
sure. And so you believe that this Eagles team can win a Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback?
Yeah, I do see that how they could possibly. I mean, looking back at 2017, we didn't really have any great stars. Notable stars when we won the Super Bowl. And, you know, just seeing someone like Aaron Rodgers who could potentially elevate the team around him.
I'm with you, man.
We had a good team. We had a good team.
They did have
and
a team,
we were
yeah.
coming off of 7-9 season.
Yep.
With the pieces and a lot of right decisions just prior to the season that really helped out.
For sure.
Jake,
that's a far cry from being last place in the NFC East with four wins.
Jake, a movie mom. Yeah. Who do you have?
I have Leanne Toohey from Blindside.
Already said. Give me someone else.
How about Mrs. Gump from Forrest Gump?
Already said. You got one more shot.
Don't got another one.
All right, buddy. Jake,
those
appreciate
were good
the
tries.
Football. Yeah, but, you know.
Leanne Toohey. That's her name. I didn't have the name.
Yeah, no, you didn't have the
name. So good job by him.
All right, Doug in Reading. Doug, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Doug.
Hey, Joe. So you brought up, what was it, a couple years ago? I think it was a year or two after.
Oh, this sounds bad. You're gonna hold my words against me from a couple years ago. All right, go ahead. What did I say?
John, help me out with this one. We had a better team, too, a better chance to win the Super Bowl, and we could have added Jalen Ramsey.
And I did not want him for two first-round picks because you don't do that for a cornerback.
Why?
Because a cornerback doesn't have – hold on. Because a cornerback doesn't have nearly the same impact as a quarterback. It's not even close.
Well, I get that, but it still could have put you over the edge to possibly get deeper into the playoffs.
It could have helped the Eagles make the playoffs. Like, I'm glad DeVonta Smith is here. He's one of the guys that wouldn't be here if you had traded that pick for
the guys who wouldn't be here would be Jalen Reagor and who?
Reagor and Smith.
Would it be Derek?
No, Derek Barnett was way back. It was two football seasons ago. So it would have been the last two picks. It would have been Reagor and it would have been Smith. And I'm glad the Eagles didn't make that trade. I mean, Doug, they're different positions, man. I mean,
so basically, you would have Jalen Ramsey instead of DeVonta Smith.
Smith and Reagor. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried about Jalen Reagor as much.
But you'd also be paying Ramsey a ton of money. Like, Doug, I don't think it's advisable to trade two first rounders for a cornerback. Now, Deion Sanders, I'd consider it.
Go ahead.
No, I say I would consider it for Deion. I don't think Ramsey's Deion. Generally speaking, I would certainly – I mean, like when Dallas moved the two first-round picks for Joey Galloway like 15 years ago, it was the damn dumbest thing I ever saw. Like you don't trade two first-round picks for probably anything other than a quarterback unless it is a bona fide star that you feel you can lock in for years and he's not going to be a pain. And Ramsey had already demonstrated that he would be a pain in the rump as he was in Jacksonville. He just was.
And Aaron Rodgers isn't.
But he's better. But Rodgers is better. Jalen Ramsey is not a top three player in pro football, and frankly, he's not even close to it. He's very good.
Jalen Ramsey's pretty incredible.
He's tremendous. But, I mean, guys, Mahomes.
Are you sure it wouldn't have been Dillard and Reagor that we would have traded away?
It was during that season, right? Wasn't it during the 20?
I don't remember
It was during the 2019 season. James, the Ramsey trade was during the 2019
Correct.
Season.
During the 2019 season.
So it would have been Reagor, April of 2020. And Smith, April of 2021. Yeah. Doug, give me what you got here. A great movie, Mom.
It was already taken. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Look at him. Deep dive. Trying to pin me down with Jalen Ramsey. Get out of here. I swat that aside. Too easy. Joe to camera. It's like beat the hammer. You get a 3-0 shutout. Too easy. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Got to tell you, after this day, man, the beating. And I have taken a beating from the phone callers today. I'm gonna bite back in the final hour.
You've had two callers agree with you,
and Ben Davis, and Jack
and
Fritz.
Jack.
Two callers.
I kind of feel like Jack was just playing devil's advocate.
No, he believes it. He said it to me in the hallway. He believed it. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Hey, drop of the week's up ahead. Time's yours. The whole deal on 94 WIP. Hey, we've all had the dream. That dream, tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. If you want the team to win, you probably don't want me up at the plate, but. If you want to win, you certainly can do so with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino because you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right, risk-free. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. There's a reason, actually, so many reasons why FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. Their app, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel gets you paid fast in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. You can download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Make sure you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER upon sign up gets you the best deal on any sport. Promo code HAMMER to bet with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.